And we're back. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you are proud of. You're listening on the IBGR network. This is episode 34, from one to many, choosing the right platform for your live stream. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we're your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember that if you want, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, just contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes, thank you. We're giggling this morning a little bit. I'm literally a little out of my element out in the outside world.
It's literally here. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to take this quote, if you don't mind, because it's about amplifying voices, and that's what I am all about. Exactly. I know you are too, but that's, I like that word. And no, this one says,
you take it.
Thanks. The beauty of streaming lies in its ability to amplify voices and perspectives that deserve to be heard. It's an unknown quote. I'd like to take credit for it, but I can't. But in this episode, we are going to really, really, you know, they say you can't multitask. Well, when you are going live and you stream on a platform, it's almost like multitasking. You can put yourself in more than one place. Uh-huh. And it's about becoming a person worth watching over and over again, because you are using the power of streaming video to reach audiences on multiple platforms. Quite a mouthful there.
That was really good. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're kind of cloning yourself when you're multi-streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what's really great about the technology that we have now, right? From one place, you can be in many places at the same time.
Because I have podcasters who are getting work from people listening to their voice just on the podcast, right? It used to be in the olden days, like BC before COVID, you'd have to go and do a speaking event so people would get to know, like, and trust you and hear your voice, see your face.
Right.
And now you don't have to do that. You can make the same connections. But how do they do it, Declan?
Yeah. So here again, what we're covering here is for you to be prepared for streaming your show, right? So you're going to be making a choice, actually, about how you want, which technology you want to use, and where you want your show to show up. And there are lots of options. So you can live stream from a specific platform like YouTube or Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. All of those platforms have within the platform an option to go live, right? So you hear people talking about going live mm-hmm. all the time. So you're streaming live within that platform to the followers and audience that you have in that specific platform. So we call this live streaming. Now, there's another concept called multi-streaming, which is actually more of what we were talking about at the
like
beginning
the
of this
multiverse.
Episode. The multiverse, right. The multiversing. Very much so, yes. And so this is where you're using a platform like StreamYard, right? Where from StreamYard, you can select multiple destinations like LinkedIn or Facebook pages or groups or your website, if you know how to set that up. So one broadcast is going into many places. So this is what you call multi-streaming. So when you do this, you're streaming live, and then your show becomes instantly a video saved onto those platforms. And the other way that you can do this is you can record your show in advance, like using something like Zoom, and then post it as a live stream. After the fact, you know, schedule that for after the fact, and it appears to your audience that you're actually live in that moment. So that's actually a very useful thing. Just depends on your schedule and timing and those kinds of components of your particular life and your show.
Yeah, and if I could just jump in there real quick, because that's one of the strategies I talk with my podcasters, is that I know on like LinkedIn, especially if you're going live, if you have that permission, they want you to say recorded previously, like, so that, and there is, you know, this whole thing in being truthful, which is great, yes. But when you are recording it and then sending it out as if it were live, it lets people know that you're available. And so you don't have to think about pushing all the buttons and smiling in front of the camera and thinking about all the content. You can actually be engaging with the audience. So I think it's a fantastic, no, seriously, I think it's a fantastic thing to do that, you know, that when I mentioned this to my podcaster, they're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's true, because when you're live, like live, or really, really, really live, there's a lot going on. Right. And including you're interviewing somebody. Right. So you're producing and you're hosting at the same time. So there is quite a bit to
manage. A lot
of
spinning plates.
Yes, there's a lot happening. And just wanted to mention some of the platforms that are available for multi-streaming. So, you know, Zoom, StreamYard, Restream, Riverside FM. And there are actually many, many others available out there, and some are really specific to corporate uses, but the ones I just mentioned, and there's a few more, are really designed more towards an individual, you know, a business owner, entrepreneur, coach, author, podcaster, for you know, build. And they're very powerful. They you can do quite a bit and make your show look really great. Something like StreamYard gives you a lot of options within the platform that you can't have on Zoom, which, like adding in graphics and backgrounds and
ticker
overlays,
tapes, that little running.
The ticker tape, different camera views from when you have someone on camera with you. So there's a lot more capability. I prefer StreamYard. That's the one that I'm a big fan of.
I like it too. Yeah. I like it too. Because, and then you can re-put it out there. And so, like, for instance, you and I are creating videos, even though we're doing a podcast. We're doing a podcast about how to create a TV talk show.
But we are recording the video. Like, a lot of podcasters don't record the video, right, currently, or ever post the video. But
correct.
We're doing this with both intentions in mind.
Correct.
And of course,
go ahead.
Well, our show, the video is, you know, available on YouTube on the IBGR Network YouTube channel under podcast. You can find us over there too.
Yes, and what we're creating is what's called evergreen content. And so even though, and this is also what I talk to my podcasters about, is that get in creation mode, where you're focused on that creative cycle of show notes and production and this and that. And then you have content that you can always redo, reuse. And so at the time of recording, we're not putting a lot of the videos out into social media. We're not marketing them a lot. However, we run the season again. We record it live. That's the format of our recording, is that live podcast live format. And we'll be available to engage. We'll be available on the videos as we run them live. So my point in saying this is that when you're creating the video, it's not one and done. When you're doing on these multi-streams, when you have these platforms, when you're good with them, you can do a best of series and bring back and let, your interview is going to run again. And you're saving some of your own time as you're going into the marketing mode. I just wanted to go down that rabbit hole for a minute.
Yes. There's just so much. And especially now that with, like, there's a platform called video.io, I think, or video. There's a few, but you can upload an episode, and it'll break it into many different sizes, shapes, formats, snippets, you know, of.
Yeah, like, yeah. Audio, like an audiogram, but they do it for video. I need to look into that. That's good.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
All the AI stuff.
We're always learning and staying ahead of the curve as much as we can. And so if you're just starting into this world of video and you want live direct support from us, tvtalkshowformula.info is the way to do that. If you missed an episode, you're just joining us for the very first time, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to TVTalkShowFormula.com. We're going to keep this episode, not only this episode, we're going to keep the show rolling. We just decided we're going to do another season. Oh, the big reveal.
That's the first. If you're listening or watching right now, you have insider information.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You can tell us how excited you are. We will be interviewing. So if you want to get in the list, let us know. TVTalkShowFormula.info. All right, what do we need to do?
Okay, so again, there's a lot of decisions now. We're in decision-making mode now. Which platform you want? We want you to decide which platform you want to use to live stream your TV talk show. And in order to do that, you're going to really need to decide also where you want your show to show up. So mm-hmm. if there are multiple locations that you would like your show to appear, let's say Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, then that means inherently that you need to choose a multi-streaming platform like a StreamYard or Riverside.fm, right? If you were only going to go to one location or you're going to record to post as live, then you might use Zoom to record your show and then post it therefore later, you know, separately. So you just need to make a choice, starting point, and then you can always adjust. You'll be playing with different things anyways as you learn and grow and hear about all the cool tools that are out there. So what else do we want them to do? You need to decide which pages that you think that you want to show up on, pages, groups, for instance, on Facebook or on LinkedIn, right? Where do you have your people? Where do you think your audience is? So we had you do a lot of this work with the target audience way back in the show. Mm-hmm. This is partly why. So now you need to decide, now that you already know where your people are, where you think they are, at least at this point, you got to figure out what those pages, groups, et cetera, that you are in or that you manage personally that you want to stream your show to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take charge. This is a streaming strategy. That's what we're laying out in this 13 minutes. You want to have a streaming strategy. It's not just about creating the video. You have to have a strategy for getting it out there. So choose the right platform that aligns with your goals. Utilize the multi-streaming tools like StreamYard to maximize your reach and then start connecting with a wider audience. And I think that's going to wrap up today for this episode. That's it. Episode 34, From One to Many. Choose the right platforms for your live stream. We have two more episodes in this little mini series. So stay with us if you're listening live. If you're listening to the recordings, just keep on listening, but make sure you stop to do the homework. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan O'Segara. We'll be back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.